Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 37 of The World of Goldcraft. I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm going to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As usual, I'll talk you through my week in terms of goldmaking. We'll talk a little bit about what's happening with the game, and then a discussion point. And this week, the discussion point is going to be about the state of goldmaking right now as we wait for 8.2, and sort of just a recap of which markets make sense to enter right now. A little bit about which markets don't make sense to enter right now, because there are a few. And then a little bit about preparations for 8.2, but not really going in-depth on that. So, let's just dive into my week. So, this was yet again another week where my schedule got cut a day short, which means I only had time to repost my auctions twice, sadly. That's because on Wednesday we had to do some... I had some errands to run in terms of wedding preparations. And they ran late, and then a car sicked out, and then I didn't have time to stream. Which is what happens. Obviously that meant I didn't have time to play the game either, so no mailboxes were opened. But I did have time to finally clear out my mailboxes on Saturday. Which means I did get in 2 days of actually clearing out my auctions and reposting them. And I did get in a little bit of shopping on Saturday as well, so that's nice. Now, if we're looking at my total sales, I managed to just hit the 1 million gold mark, actually 1,700,000 gold or something in total sales for these 2 days, which is pretty good, I'd say. The mailboxes were very uneven, though. And like a very large portion of this gold was from a single mailbox on a Ashulnarub, which had about 380,000 gold worth of BOEs on a single repost, which is amazing. But a lot of the other ones were quite small, with just like one or two battle pets, stuff like that. And for the most part, I didn't sell really more than one BOE outside of the one big mailbox. I had a lot of one BOE mailboxes, which is not really something you can control, but that's I definitely want to see more sales than that. I want to see more items sell. So that's something I'll have to look into. Now, I didn't spend too much gold this week. I only did a little bit of shopping on Saturday, and I didn't shop on all of my realms. I did spend about 375k gold on BOEs. Which means that my total increase in liquid gold this week was about 600,000 gold, which is pretty good. That's a nice little profit margin. The BOE market was about 900k in terms of sales, 900,000 gold, with the remaining like 100,000 gold from stuff like medallions of the Legion and battle pets and that kind of stuff, with nothing really super interesting happening in those markets. So BOEs are still the main way that I earn gold on multiple realms, and also probably always the main or the best way to actually do this. So it's nice that it's working. So if you're looking at the total gold I've made from BOE since I started, I am now at a total net profit of about 1.6 million gold. So that's very nice. I still have a lot of BOEs, and I'll probably start lowering my prices this week. Because I really want to get out of these BOEs, because I have a lot of world drop BOEs, and they're going to be essentially useless after the new Notorious Combatant gear comes, which is going to start at item level 370, which means you can now get crafted item level 370 weapons. So my 355 weapons are going to be pretty bad. So I'm going to start lowering prices now, because we're still like a month, 1.5 months away. But preferably I want to be completely out, so I'll probably stop buying now and maybe not lower my prices for a week or two. I haven't decided yet. I'll have to pay a little bit more attention to when the patch is coming, likely coming out. But I'll at least stop buying. So my liquid gold is now at 14.2 million gold, so that's pretty good. As I said, not sure what I'll be prioritizing to try to get. I'm not sure. Maybe I can get to 16 or 17 million before 8.2 hits. We'll have to see. But it's not something... I'll just have to think about it. I also managed to put in a decent bit of time on leveling my hunter for my 30 days to a token challenge. I'm now about 80% of the way from level 118 to 119. So about 1.2 levels to go, so I should hit 120 this week. And then I can hopefully start the challenge properly on Sunday, the 26th of May. That's what I'm hoping to do, to write out the sort of, this is the starting point. It's going to be interesting to try to do the challenge now, as we're just in a lull between the current markets and 8.2. So it's actually a pretty hard time to try to do the challenge, but that just adds a little bit of extra challenge. So that's going to be fun. Now, if we're looking at the game, obviously the main news this week was the official release date of World of Warcraft Classic, which is coming out on the 27th of August. And with it, the beta is now live as well. If you haven't already, you can opt in if you have an active BFA subscription and you want to try it out. I'm sure some of you are super excited about this, and some of you are probably not that excited, and some of you might be somewhere in between. So I'm someone that played vanilla, but I'm not someone that's been like super hard supporter of them creating vanilla. I've been sort of ambivalent to the entire thing, but I'm pretty excited to try it. I have no idea if I'm going to enjoy it. I mostly do play the game for gold making now. And I think that the progression in vanilla, where there's in some ways a lot more to do, might be more fun. But then again, once you hit the end game, I don't think, like, we'll see. Maybe I can find a casual guild and have some fun. I'm very excited to sort of relive the nostalgia parts, though. And I'm sure some of you are, and some of you may have never tried it and might be interested in it. It's a very different game from the current version of World of Warcraft, though, so just be aware of that. In some ways, it's got a lot more of sort of annoying features that have been streamlined away. So that's something you'll have to live with. Now, if we're looking at what's actually happening with BFA, this week we'll have the bonus event for battle pets. So do take advantage of that if you want to level your battle pets, either for gold-making purposes or because you're working on the Legion Hatchling quests or anything else, really. We also have on Monday, the 27th, it's coming out the mini-festival called the Glowcap Festival, I think, which is in Sangar Marsh in the Burning Crusade zone, where you can get extra Sporagar rep by helping heal Fshu when he spawns. So if you want to get max out your Sporagar rep, that's definitely something you need to be aware of and take advantage of. It's one day only, so you'll have to be there if you care about it. It's just Sporagar rep, though, so it's not like something it's not something that's impossible to get outside of the event. Now we're going to turn our attention to the discussion point this week, which is a little bit about the state of gold making right now, because we are right now in a content lull, which typically happens once the raid, the current raid tier, is sort of worn out or been completed by the majority of the players, and we're just waiting for the next patch to give us an infusion of new stuff to do. Now, in addition to that sort of cyclical nature where markets are in decline, we also have a new patch now, which is going to add a lot of new profession stuff. 8.2 is going to add a lot of profession stuff, and that always throws the markets, throws a wrench into the markets. So a release date for 8.2 is likely around the end of June, which is in about 1 to 1.5 months' time, depending. And of course, with all of the new materials and the new crafts, it's going to change the value of a lot of the current materials and current crafts. And sadly, a lot of them will likely lose a lot of value, both materials and crafts. Because the new crafts, the new set of crafts, are way better than the current crafted items, and this is for pretty much every profession. We're getting new consumables, we're getting new enchants, we're getting new gems, we're getting new armor, new weapons, new trinkets. So every profession is getting essentially a new set of items to craft that are better, strictly better than the current crafted items. So obviously that means that the value of pretty much every crafted item that's currently in the game, or at least BFA crafted item, is probably going to fall. they're going to fall quite heavily. So this is the case for, it's the case for enchants, it's the case for flasks, potions, sinister combatant gear, dark moon trinkets. Everything is going to fall significantly in value, I think, because they're just going to be, you'd rather spend your gold on notorious combatant gear or the new gems that are better. Obviously, this will mean that entering the current crafted markets is a pretty bad idea. Now, if you're already in them and you've been in them for a while, then you don't have to stop crafting right away. You can probably still make money for at least a couple more weeks. But if you haven't been in the market at all, then I'd suggest staying away, because the initial investment is going to take a little while to recoup. And for most of these markets, you really need to have a craft and sell a fairly large volume of items before they're worth it. And you're probably not going to hit that point right now, sadly. Now, in addition to this, we have the fact that most of the new crafting, the new crafts, are based on new materials that are only going to drop in the new zones. So, this means that you can't really buy up like platinum ore and expect it to go up in prices. People rush to craft the new items because they're not going to use platinum ore for the new gems. They're not going to use platinum ore for the new blacksmithing gear either. So we'll probably see a lot of materials fall heavily in price as well, because the new crafts either don't use the materials, or they actually, some of them use it in a much much lower quantity. Like the new blacksmithing gear uses less storm silver ore than the current sinister combatant gear. And this is generally the case across all of the materials. So there are a couple of materials that are going to go against this grain, with some materials that will probably sell in roughly equal amounts or even higher, that are going to be the Tidespear Linen, Coarse Leather, Shimmer Scale, and Bloodstained Bones. Because the Bracer Shuffle, for enchanting materials or Expulsum, is probably going to be just as useful. In fact, for Expulsum, I expect people to run out of Expulsum on day one, when they want to craft all of the Notorious Combatant gear, because a lot of people are going to want to craft a lot of Notorious Combatant gear, which means that they need a lot of Expulsum. So on day one, we could probably see Tidespear Linen, Coarse Leather, etc. Like all of these bracer crafting materials are probably going to go up in price. That's what happened in 8.1 with the new Sinister Combatant gear. EU region prices for Tidespear Linen went from 6 gold up to 9 gold, which is a pretty huge increase, actually. But this only lasted for like 2 days. But the price held at the same level for quite a while. Now, in addition to these, there are a couple of more materials that I think are gonna keep their value. Enchanting materials is one, because the new crafts pretty much just use the same enchanting materials. And there are also some of the food materials, mostly meaty haunches and stringy loins. As far as I can tell, the other new food crafts use like new fish that are caught in the new zones, which means that overall I think fish and the rest of the food items are probably going to lose a lot of value. Storm silver ore, platinum ore are going to lose a lot of value. Herbs will probably lose some value as well. But herbs aren't going to go completely away. They're just using slightly fewer materials. Some of the other materials are going to be essentially useless. Now, with that said, all of this has some nice implications, or some pretty important implications for material flipping, because material flipping is one of the markets that's probably going to work quite well all the way up until patch day, but only for the materials that will still have demand after the patch. Which means that I would suggest staying away from platinum ore, stay away from storm silver, stay away from most of the herbs. Definitely stay away from stuff like deep sea satin and the higher level what are they called? Leatherworking and blacksmithing crafting materials. But you can do Tidespear Linen, you can do Coarse Leather, Shimmer Scale, Bloodstained Bones. All of those are going to work well, because they will still have fairly high demand after the patch. So stick to those. Now, so what I've said so far is the fact that you shouldn't enter craft any of the BFA items that you can craft, unless you're already crafting them, and you probably shouldn't flip, you should flip only like 30 to 20% of the materials in BFA. And I haven't even touched on BOEs, which is also going to go down the drain as the world drop BOEs are item level 350 to like 360, 370. And of course, the new Notorious Combatant gear is item level 370, which means that it's just going to be way, way better. So you want to sell out all of your BOEs before the patch hits, at least the world drops. The raid drop BOEs are going to be do better because they're not going to be replaceable until the raid opens, and item level 425 ones with sockets are going to be like in demand all the way up to the raid because people might want to make sure that they have the best set of items they can going into the, what's the raid? I don't even remember the raid. But the 8.2 raid, which is going to open a couple of weeks or like 6 weeks after the patch. So most of the good markets don't really make sense to enter right now. I've generated most of my cash crafting stuff like Sinister Combatant gear and doing BOE flipping. And right now I don't suggest entering any of them. So what can you do? Well, the markets that you can enter right now are going to be old world markets mostly. These are markets that aren't going to be impacted by new power increasing items because they aren't going to be about increasing your power at all. They're going to be about looking cool. Sadly, players are generally willing to pay a little less for looking cool than for getting their character's power increased. But there are some good markets. My favorite is, of course, the crafted mounts, stuff like the jewel crafting panthers, engineering rockets, engineering motorcycle, everything in that category. All of those are pretty nice to enter, both the old world and even the mecha mogul in BFA, if you can be bothered farming the materials for that. Crafted transmog can also work well. This is part of what Gumdrops does, which is pretty successful with. I personally haven't been that successful with it, but I've had some sales. But I generally find that you need to post too many items for it to be worth it relative to BFA gold making. But it's a market you can enter. Another one that's better is generally the old world materials, particularly the items or the materials that are needed to craft the mounts that I just mentioned. Because these materials will always sell because people will always need mounts or will always want mounts. So stuff like alchemy transmutes, you can turn serenite into titanium. And the titanium, you can then, if you have a miner, you can melt it into titan steel bars, which are needed for the engineering choppers, the motorcycles. You can also turn ghost iron ore into trillium and then turn the trillium into living steel. Which is pretty good for all of the Mists of Pandaria crafts. Both the Panthers and the Rockets need a lot of living steel. And living steel is also used for the Sky Golem. You can make True Gold, you can make Pyrium Bars, but Pyrium Bars is a daily cooldown transmute, so that's not that good. But you can do all of this. You can also make gold smelting ore into bars. As I said, you can melt ghost iron ore into ghost iron bars. This is something that's usually pretty good. You can turn serenite ore into serenite bars. But the deposit costs can be pretty high. So you may want to bark in trade chat as well to try to sell directly to people who need the materials. Because that's going to save you a lot of gold on deposits. Because these items, you'll typically get a lot of expires with these items. So you want to minimize the gold you lose on those expires. Now, if we look ahead, I think that's really it in terms of the best markets, old world markets to enter. There are some others like flipping transmog, flipping medallions of the Legion. You can look some of those up, but I've already covered the most important ones, and I'll be linking a lot of guides that I've written about markets like these in the description for the episode. So do check that out. Now, if we're looking ahead to 8.2, obviously, you want to craft all of the new items. Notorious Combatant gear is my number one tip, but you should also, if you're a jewel crafter, you want to prospect the new Osmanite ore and sell and cut all of the new gems. If you're an enchanter, you want to get the new enchanting recipes and craft those. If you're a leatherworker or whatever, you're going to do the Notorious Combatant gear. If you're an alchemist, you want to get the new alchemy recipes and craft those. Etc. All of the new recipes are going to be really good, so get ready for them if you can, which means you may want to stack up some of the old world materials that are used. So if you're an alchemist, maybe you want to buy some riverbud and some anchorweed, and then you can fill it up with a new synthanid herb to really get crafting. If you're doing notorious combatant gear, I'd stock up on some of the materials that's needed, whether or not that's storm silver or deep sea satin or whatever, as well as a decent amount of expulsum, which you should scrap ahead of time. That's going to save you a lot of time on patch day, which means money, because you really want to crank out the notorious combatant gear as soon as possible. You can also farm up some marks of honor so that you can get the higher rank recipes, which is going to help you save a lot of time because you're not going to need as much expulsum. And based on some napkin math I did, I think it looks like it should be worth it to generally farm as many marks of honor as you can. You should be saving time as long as you're crafting a decent number of sinister combat or notorious combatant pieces after that. Now, after 8.2 hits, it'll probably be full speed back in the normal markets based on the new recipes. You can also take advantage of the lull in gold making from now until 8.2 hits by leveling another alt, get another crafter ready, get some more professions up, play around, do other stuff than gold making, farm for some rare stuff or whatever takes your fancy, and then you can be sort of refreshed and ready to hit the ground running and really craft up a storm with the notorious combatant gear or whichever direction you go when 8.2 hits. So that's going to be the end of the show. I don't think I'll be doing any super in-depth preparation tips for 8.2 because I think it's a little bit too individual to really take an advantage of it. But I might be looking a little bit more at some of the changes. And now, if you enjoyed the show and you want more content, you can read all about gold making at thelazygoldmaker.com. And if you want to support the show, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. That is going to be it. With a final thank you to all of my supporters on Patreon, I wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.